Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Jack calling from Idaho. Hi, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. My question or comment is why can't people make baby formula? That's what we used to do, and it's not exactly rocket science.
No, it's a good question. I've seen some of the recipes. The problem, Jack, is it's really hard to duplicate all the nutrients and nutrition. And when people make baby formula, I mean, have you ever tried to make, you know, spaghetti sauce and you were given a recipe and you didn't follow it? You were like, nah, I think it needs more garlic. I think it needs more salt. When it comes to babies, you don't really have the best cooks out there. And for them to have all the proper amino acids and cholesterol and the things and the and also the, you know, the things that are in formula, it's very hard to buy those ingredients and replicate. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But it's a good question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, on the baby formula crisis, some formula, I guess, got here. And the first shipment of formula arrived to the United States. The military, I think, shipped it from Germany. The nationwide baby formula shortage obviously is wreaking havoc on many households. Moms are forced to, you know, give their kids whole milk and vitamins, which isn't enough to make the child thrive. And so if they need a special needs formula because of their digestive tract, these are babies in a lot of trouble. And so having store shelves that are empty, it has been a crisis that we saw in the making before the Abbott, one of the biggest formula plants in the nation, getting closed down for a recall. In February, we knew there was a problem before then because of supply shortages. We talked about this on the show last year, how, you know, there's going to be very baby formula shortages. That added more to it. Meanwhile, we're shipping baby formula to the border and to, you know, other people who need it, and it ends up then causing the shelves to be empty. So the first shipment came in. I believe it was, let me see here, the President Biden had tweeted that a second shipment of formula is expected to land in Pennsylvania in the coming days, and then it'll be distributed throughout the country. Where it gets distributed, which store, how that's going to work out, you know, I'm a little worried that it could take longer than it needs to. You know, we have how many thousands of gallons of formula that you know, have arrived. But how exactly is that going to, I think, like, what, 1.5 million bottles? Which stores get it? Which neighborhoods get it? Are they going to have to use the National Guard? A 78,000-pound shipment landed in Indiana yesterday. And then 123 pallets of Nestle Health Science Alfamino infant and Alfamino Junior formula are supposed to be leaving the Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And then another 114 pallets of Gerber Good Start extensive formula will also arrive in the coming days. But that's great. And it's I mean, I want to tell the Biden administration it's about flipping time. This should have happened months ago. But they had other priorities. There were so many other things that they wanted to jump on right away. I mean, we don't even have a final draft of what SCOTUS wants to rule on with Roe v. Wade, but this administration has been very, very active with that. That's nice, but I think, you know, we had a lot of people sleep on the job. It was all about mandates. It was all about, you know, sticking to their narrative, and I guess nobody was assigned to overlook, or if they were assigned, nobody was checking to see if they were doing their job. So I don't have any details on how this food gets out there. I don't know if people are going to have to line up for them. How do they make sure that it doesn't get hoarded? I mean, it's a lot of baby formula. Is it enough? No, it's not. And, you know, for people, remember, your baby feeds every few hours. And, you know, the older they are, you know, you add some table foods, but formula is supposed to be for a whole year. And we have millions of babies that need to be fed. And so a concern I have is they got the shipment in, which is a huge start, but how do you make sure there's no hoarding? How do you get it to the people who need it? You know, if there's moms that can't get to the store or can't get to the pickup place, you know, because they only are able to go shopping once a week, how do they get that? So part of the problem, the problem is not solved by any means, but it's a huge part. And this is what I keep telling you. It takes a split second to have a car accident, right? And then you could have lifelong damages from that. Takes a split second to shut down a country. So, you know what, guys? For COVID, we're locking down. Everybody locking down. And then it could take years to reopen and get things moving again. You know, when you shut that machine off and then need to get everything back going again. Well, same thing with the formula. People had a flow. We go shopping. There's something on the shelves. We get it. Once that stops, you now have this backlog. And you have a backlog of people in line. And people in line are going to be rushing to get there first. And rather than this flow, it's going to be very bumpy the next few months, if not years, until there's that steady flow of, you know. I mean, look how crazy it was with the COVID vaccine. People were trying to lie, get the COVID vaccine. They were, you know, it was, you know, when there's a low supply, it sadly causes chaos. So this is going to be chaotic. And I don't know how they're going to decide who gets what formula, how they're going to prevent people from overtaking, overbuying, if they're going to just give it away, if they're going to sell it, which store gets it. So we'll probably get some details. I don't have a lot of faith in that those details are already planned, because if nobody was planning on making sure we had enough formula now, I don't know who's planning right now to make sure this goes without chaos. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so it sounds like Pfizer is going to submit to the FDA their data for approval for 6 months to five-year-old COVID vaccines. Right now, the COVID vaccine is emergency authorized for those above 5 years old. But the under 5 years old has been in still clinical trials because the two shots didn't seem to very consistently give enough antibodies between all the age groups between 6 months and 5 years old. Remember, between 2 and 4, there were some issues where the two shots might not have made enough antibodies. So they were like, maybe we got to try a third shot. And then they suggested we might have to even do a third shot for those over 5. But right now, Pfizer is working to get the under 5 years old able to get the vaccine. And so right now they're saying that the three shots do the trick. They said apparently after three shots, I believe it gives an 80%. It prevents hospitalization and death by 80%. So AP News is reporting that the three doses of Pfizer's vaccine do offer strong protection. 18 million kids under five are the only group in the U.S. not eligible for vaccines right now. FDA is evaluating data from Moderna. They want to have children shots by this summer. And so researchers gave a third shot to more than 1,600 kids in this trial from 6 months to 4 years old. And they said it did do the trick. Preliminary data said three-dose series is 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID. And they cautioned that the calculation is based on 10 cases diagnosed among study participants by the end of April. The study will state that at least 21 cases are needed to formally determine effectiveness. So the companies have submitted data. We'll see what happens. It would be a 3-microgram dose as opposed to the 10-microgram dose for kids and the 30-microgram dose for grown-ups for 16 years old on up, for 12 on up. And Moderna is seeking to vaccinate kids as well. They are looking at a 2-shot dose. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. But the one thing that keeps coming up, and I get a lot of you parents are concerned out there. Well, you have a mix. You have some parents saying, get this vaccine out there. I want my infant getting it. I want to protect them. Give me the vaccine. A lot of other parents are going, no, I don't trust it. And a question that keeps coming up, and we talk about this on the show, is the label of safety. And a question that gets asked is, why is the vaccine considered, quote unquote, safe if there's been side effects, including death? And I told you, the definition of safe is not exactly what, you know, is a term that I think gets used in ways that have different meanings based on who's using them. So to reiterate about the side effects, of the millions of doses that have been given, okay, the CDC has reported rare cases of certain adverse reactions in kids between 5 and 11 years old. As of May 12, 2022, there have been 22 verified reports of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. Now, out of the 18 million doses administered, that is a very, very, very low number. But yet, 22 cases of myocarditis. Between the 12 to 15 years age group, 348 cases. Between 16 to 17, 298. And myocarditis is inflammation of the heart, heart muscle. Pericarditis is inflammation around the heart. So obviously this is a concern and a risk with these vaccines, but a low risk. All right. In terms of death rate, reports of death, according to the CDC, are rare. They say out of the 581 million doses that were administered, there have been 14,680 preliminary reports of death after the vaccine. They are reviewing the reports of death. They're looking at certificates, autopsy, medical reports, and that comes up to a 0.0025% of the millions of doses given. So, you know, when you're a mom or dad or, you know, when you're a parent, I get it. Okay, your job is to make sure that child is safe, and you try to go with the best information you have. So if the majority of people getting the vaccine, right, you know, seems to not have an issue, then the doctors are going to say, look, you know, we think this will protect your child more. The risks of COVID outweigh the risks of the vaccine. If, however, parents are hearing of these cases of, you know, death or myocarditis or whatever, although I don't think we've had any children die from the vaccine, but then again, they haven't been massively vaccinated to the degree, that's going to cause parents to go, okay, am I making the best decision for my kid? So I get it. Any parent that is weighing the risks and benefits is not a bad person. I know the media wants to vilify them, you know, trying to accuse them of being one political party or not, but a parent who wants to talk to their doctor and wants to make an educated decision is what parents do. That's not, you know, that's not it doesn't make them horrible. It makes them want to come up with an educated decision. But when parents ask, okay, why is it then labeled safe if there's 14,680 deaths? And I spoke about this before, but it's a question that keeps coming up. is we have peanut butter and peanuts in the grocery store. Those are safe to eat for most. There are some people out there where it's not safe, and they will have a reaction to it. And so when something is considered safe is if intrinsically the average person will not have an issue with it. So when you look at the vaccine verbiage here, when they talk about this, they will say that when somebody has a reaction, it is a reaction. They say COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, and severe reactions after vaccine are rare. That verbiage explains it all. All right? Something is made safely. If it touches you, it won't burn you. If it goes into you, most people, no issue at all. But you might have the personal makeup or the immune system that reacts. The thing could be safe, like peanuts, like shellfish. But you might have a specific body composition that reacts to it. So that's how they could call it still safe. But the reaction is on you. So that's why, you know, the CDC or FDA, when they say, you know, there have been severe reactions reported. Now, if there's multiple reactions and it looks like an agent or a food or a product seems to very commonly induce a reaction, then it might not be deemed safe. But if the average person has no issue with it, it's called safe. Like alcohol. I mean, alcohol is on the shelves, safe for consumption. The alcohol that we have here in America is not supposed to be like what happened in the Dominican Republic, where there was some tainted alcohol. The alcohol we're supposed to have on our shelves is supposed to be safe to sell and safe to drink. But if you drink too much, if you get into a car, it's not safe. So a product is allowed to be called safe if they are inherently non-caustic, non-damaging just by being there. But the way you use it and what you do with it can be unsafe. You see? So cocaine. Cocaine seems to cause more risks than not to the average person. So that's not considered a safe thing to do. But if somebody says, look, I want this cocaine, is it safe? So you see, it's semantics. So, you know, parents out there have to make a decision soon if their school is going to mandate the vaccine. And I think California thus far, and I'm not sure about New York, but I think California, the LA County School District, has been the only one that has suggested they're going to mandate the vaccine, but not this coming year. They decided to put that off till 2023 unless anything has changed. And so, you know, for those parents that are still concerned and want to watch more data, you know, definitely talk to your medical provider. You know, I get it. It's not an easy decision. You know, me personally, and everybody asks, would I vaccinate my child? My boys, we did have my boys vaccinated, but yeah, they're older. But my issue is I don't trust this vaccine. I don't like what it did to me. I'm a little different. My singing is different. My memory is different. And I've been vaccinated. And I didn't like that it broke through. And I don't like the you know, the way I feel, you know, with it. So I don't want anybody getting the virus. The only problem is now that we know that the virus is out there, you start to wonder if having the virus provides, you know, some of the stronger protection. And what they say in studies is it's both. Vaccine and natural immunity. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is walking back comments made by President Biden, who vowed to defend Taiwan if China invades. The president making those comments while speaking during his trip to Japan, saying that's a commitment made to the island nation. The White House insisting this doesn't mean the national policy towards Taiwan has changed. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith brushes off the president's comments on CNN.
He sort of moved away from strategic ambiguity, without question.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. It clearly states the deterrence. It doesn't...
Does confusion help?
Well, it's strategic ambiguity.
The ongoing formula shortage is being blamed for the hospitalization of four babies in South Carolina. The babies having a bad reaction to new formulas. USA Radio News. The United Nations says they are working with Russia and other countries to create a humanitarian corridor that will allow Ukraine to export wheat. Russia has been accused of attacking or stealing Ukrainian exports from ports. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through translation, says keeping Ukraine's economy going is a necessity.
We need to deal with multiple issues and challenges like food deficits in the world and Europe, and we have to deal with Russia, but parallel to that, our national economy has to remain operative.
The names of more than 43,000 American and Korean service members are being etched on the new wall of remembrance at the Korean War Memorial. The names are part of a new wall at the Washington, D.C. Memorial, which remembers the service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so President Biden went to South Korea, and I believe he's now in Japan. And again, he got himself into a little bit of another faux pas. And it's so frustrating. Every time he leaves the country to go and do something, I'm like, oh gosh, please. Please don't mess this up. And so President Biden had said that the U.S. is going to send military to defend Taiwan if the People's Republic of China were to invade the island nation. He said very quickly, a reporter asked very quickly, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? Now, this is during a news conference when he was in Japan. Biden said, yep. the reporter pressed, "You are?" He said, "That's the commitment we made." Now, White House spokesperson told Fox News that the administration's policy has not changed. And this sounds confusing. He says, as the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with the military means to defend itself. Now, the one China policy refers to the U.S. recognition of the People's Republic of China as the sole legal government of China, but acknowledges without endorsing Beijing's claim that Taiwan is part of China. So, in a way, they're like, oh, no, we're still, but we're going to help Taiwan if we need to. Apparently, there is a, there's other commitments that America has made to defend Taiwan. And so it's one of those things where, okay, so you're going to be on the side of China, you're going to be on the side of Taiwan. And America is, you know, not wanting to get into a war with China, which I think is going to be inevitable, to be honest. So Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin expressed, quote, strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to Biden's comments, saying China has no room for compromise or concessions on issues involving China's core interests, such as sovereignty and territorial integrity. And Putin considers Ukraine a part of historic Russia. Xi considers Taiwan a part of China. In October, Biden said U.S. would defend Taiwan if China attacks. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said no one shall underestimate the strong resolve, determination, capability of the Chinese people to safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity. China has no room for compromise. So China has launched these military exercises in the South China Sea while Biden, you know, was out there. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think everybody is testing the waters. I think they understand that, you know, Biden might not be, you know, as, shall we say, strong as prior presidents, but that doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't have the power of one of the best militaries in the United States at his fingertips. And, you know, President Xi Jinping, you know, we don't know if Taiwan was going to be, taken over before Russia decided to invade Ukraine, or if they both consulted first and there's something in the plan. But, you know, I think the White House has a communication issue. And I think the White House has to have a president that is very, very firm, but also they have to understand they have policies that might conflict. So under the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act, the U.S. is not required to militarily defend Taiwan, but is required to ensure Taiwan has the resources to defend itself. So kind of similarly to Ukraine. So it was kind of confusing to people, while people are dying in Ukraine and the U.S. will not be there to defend Ukraine, Biden announced resolutely, yep, we are going to defend Taiwan. So then people are like, well, okay, well, wait a second. What? You know, so it is a little confusing. So the Biden administration tried to clean it up. China's foreign ministry hit back. Very strong dissatisfaction. So, you know, if there is going to be a time for China to move, sadly, it would be now. And we're also being told that they might have hacked some of the Russian defense data. There was a hacking team known as Skarab that had sent a document to Ukrainian organizations that offered instructions on how to film evidence of Russian war crimes and how to steal defense data. So that's a little interesting how China would then, and I don't know if this was sanctioned by the government, but if China is actually, you know, we know China was accused of cyber attacks on Ukraine before Russia. But for them to hack Russia, you start to wonder, are they starting to kind of separate? And, you know, so it's you guys know more about foreign policy than I do. You know, I give you guys the headlines and let you guys do what you will with them. But I see a sad pattern of mistakes that our administration is making that they need to fix, which they're not. And I think they're playing defense. I think they're in a position of always playing defense, which I told you during the Trump administration has to stop also. Trump has to stop playing defensive. Because once you try to clean up every mess you made, then try to go, oh, we got to fix this shortage, this shortage, this shortage, you got to be proactive. And we're not seeing a lot of proactivity. We're not seeing it. I mean, now, I'm not president, you know, but if I was president, number one is, you know, if we have an issue at the border, you need to be proactive about it. And you need to let people know, look, I know you want to come. You know, we're going to have a corridor, you know, in these two areas of the border. The rest of the border is closed. We're going to, you know, beef up our defenses. We're going to stop the flow of drugs. And we want to make sure that people could come in safely, legitimately, legally, and have a means to feed themselves, get a job, and be able to become, you know, active American citizens. So, boom, get on that, because otherwise you're going to be playing defense for the next decade or two. You know, same thing with baby formula, all right? If we're worried about food shortages, we need to think about food shortages and see where we're at with not only the adults, not only the seniors, not only the kids in school, but also the babies. Be proactive, fuel. If we are going to get into it, you know, with China, or we are going to get into it with, you know, other countries and, you know, all right, let's start moving towards we could become more energy independent. All right. And we'll do that on multiple fronts. It's not just all about electric cars that nobody could afford and relying on supplies from other foreign countries. We're going to make sure we also have fuel reserves here so we could be independent and hedge our bets. You know, if we are going to have power grid issues, all right, where, you know, or people have the ability to hack us. Let's start building up our security and our infrastructure that could protect us against these cyber attacks, or have manual overrides. We need to make sure we have manual overrides so we can still give power where people, especially if everybody's going to be on an electric car. But you need to hedge. You need to have, we're going to have both fuel and electric options. We're going to have, you know, food, you know, whether there's a, you know, a supply issue or not. We're going to help our farmers. We're, you know, there's, I just don't see that proactiveness. And I get that it's not very popular for being a prepper or for, say, you know, for readying for something for the future that you don't need. You know, I mean, you know, the American public will say, we spent all this on something we didn't need. We didn't need all these monkeypox vaccines. I mean, we might. But, you know, you spend all this energy and time on something that the American public doesn't need, then they're going to say, well, you wasted money. But if you have a reputation to being proactive, guys, we're going to be facing a recession. We're going to be facing possibly a depression. All right? We're going to be facing some big issues, possibly a war. All right? These are things we need to start working on now. Instead, it's just the, you know, it's all about things that they think are going to get them reelected. And I find that very, very frustrating. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just to review some headlines, the monkeypox outbreak that has now spread to multiple countries, I think about 90 cases overall. A few cases in America, one in New York, one in Florida, one in Massachusetts, and I think they might be looking at a couple in Utah. I need to double check. Has obviously made people kind of concerned. They think they linked it to two European sex raves, one in Madrid and one in Belgium. I know that multiple companies are looking at, or multiple entities or countries are looking at vaccinating, considering mass vaccination. World Health Organization is, I believe, meeting to discuss next steps. But we'll keep you guys posted on that. As of now, we don't think it is something that's going to be generally spread, by respiratory transmission, even though close contact can spread it, but we still need to find out more and see if all these people were related to this one sex rave or had sex with somebody who was at this rave or sauna or whatever happened, or if we are starting to see something spread. In terms of the hepatitis outbreak in children, the liver illnesses, we believe it might be starting to slow down, but sadly there has been a sixth death in the United States, and they still have not found a definitive cause. Half of the cases have been positive for adenovirus 41. Still, we can't conclude an exact cause of it, and we're obviously watching it pretty closely. There is a breakthrough in science, and this is pretty fascinating, where a human patient has been injected with a revolutionary cancer-killing virus that could shrink colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, ovarian, and pancreatic tumors in animals. And if we have trouble fighting cancer with radiation and chemotherapy, sometimes viruses can go after these cancer cells and kill them for us. The virus is known as vaccinia. It is genetically engineered to infect, replicate, and kill cancer cells, all the while sparing the healthy cells. Tests on animals have shown that it has been able to reduce the size of colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and pancreatic cancer tumors. They say other immunotherapies use checkpoint inhibitors and have been effective in certain cancers. Patients often relapse and eventually stop responding to or develop resistance to this sort of treatment. They say vaccinia can prime the immune system, increase the level of protein called PD-L1 in tumors, make an immunotherapy more effective against cancer. So vaccinia, known as an oncolytic virus, lytic means to break or bust, onc means cancer, so it's a virus that'll break up a cancer cell. It has been found in nature, but it was genetically modified to specifically identify cancer cells. It's being developed by Immugene Limited, a company specializing in novel therapies. So this could be pretty darn cool, because a major issue we have with chemotherapy is it kills you got cells hurt in crossfire. You got innocent bystanders getting hurt, you know, from a cell standpoint. And so when people do undergo chemotherapy, they lose their hair, they get brain fog, and who knows what other things happen. And so, you know, we want to target our cancer treatment the best we can. And we can't come up with these fast enough. So a virus that could be injected, go after a brain tumor, it's fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic. So we're hoping that can work. Also on the scientific front, scientists think that we could use anti-cancer chemicals found in corals off the Florida coast. I love corals, and I love scuba diving and snorkeling and all that. But there's a chemical called Eleutherobin, previously identified in a rare coral near Australia in the 1990s. But since then, scientists have been unable to find it in high enough quantities to use in a lab and then replicate for a medical application. But researchers from the University of Utah have discovered the elusive chemical is now produced by common soft corals living off the coast of Florida, which are pretty, as they said, common. The team now hopes to recreate the soft coral in the laboratory in the hope of producing a chemical in large quantities that they could then use for testing. One day, this chemical could be a new tool to fight cancer. Eleutherobin is used by soft corals as a defense against predators, with the chemical disrupting the cytoskeleton, the scaffold in cells. They also have found it to inhibit the growth of cancer cells. So this could be absolutely cool. And in fact, it might not be so much the coral, but the symbiotic organisms that live inside corals may be making it. Or that was one thought. But now they're finding that the corals are making it themselves. And if coral is ubiquitous, grab some, hopefully replicate it. Pretty cool stuff. Other headlines is our COVID test kits have little vials in them. And these vials are used as a reagent to help the test pick up COVID or not. Well, the reagent is has sodium azide in it, which can be toxic. Now, multiple lab sort of reagents can have chemicals. The difference is this is now in everybody's home because everybody's been getting free test kits. And so poison control centers around the United States are sounding the alarm of, look, guys, you know, kids can get into this, animals can get into this, and they've been having reports of accidental ingestion, even people putting the drops into their eyes. Not sure why people would do that, but they are. Adults are. And this does not go in the eye. This does not go on the skin. This does not go in your mouth. It's a test you're doing at home because we now have at-home test kits, but apparently the public might not have been taught beforehand. There is a warning on the box I have, the one that we got from China, the one the Biden administration gave out free tests. It does warn you not to have it touch your skin or eyes, but it's just so small that I don't know if a lot of people are reading it. So make sure you guys are aware. Buck Angel is a transsexual man who is speaking out about, quote, modern trans activists saying they are indoctrinating kids and it's not a game. Buck Angel is a 59-year-old with gender dysphoria. He's identified himself as a transsexual man, transitioned 30 years ago. And he said there's a system and structure that ensured he was certain about his gender identity. He said that process to children's detriment has since deteriorated. He said, now we have trans with no gender dysphoria, no need for mental health care, self-ID affirmation therapy. He is a huge advocate for mental health care. He said, that says to me on some level, some form of indoctrination. Now, he says he never felt female. He was one of the first in Los Angeles to use hormones to transition years ago. He eventually became a porn star before becoming an advocate for self-acceptance with a mission to redefine gender. He said, I'm an elder in a community I helped build. Now I'm being told that I'm old and antiquated. He says our community is failing our community. We're not loving and we're not being caring. We're being weird, he said. He said Angel said his parents allowed him to socially transition when he was a kid, meaning he could make behavioral changes like using the new name, dressing more masculine. He also said it was a long process before he was allowed to receive hormones in his late 20s. So puberty blockers are pharmaceuticals that prevent trans children from developing as their birth gender. If a child decides to transition, they may be given hormones to develop as their preferred gender. Department of Health and Human Services consider these reversible, but studies have shown they could have long-lasting effects, bone thinning, issues that could make them infertile. He says it's not a game, and it's not something I can pick or choose. Once you choose this life and do this, what I did, there's really no turning back. You know, and it's interesting. You know, some of you have reached out and say, look, I don't understand why, you know, transsexual choices is such a national topic. This is something private. And I agree, this is something that should be, that is private. But it became national when it started to enter the schools. And sadly, I think it's going to marginalize the transgender community when I don't think they're the ones asking for that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.